number 14. There shall be a rise of those who overcome obscurity. Obscurity. You see, obscure. What is the meaning of obscure? Quickly. Obscurity. Far from public notice, lacking in light or illumination, indistinct to the sight, enveloped in darkness. Mercy. The Bible says in Isaiah 58 and verse 10, if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, are you watching? Yes. Then shall thy light arise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. Amen. You see, your light, you know what we are doing? We rose out of obscurity. Yes. Gradually, this church is becoming an important church. Yes. In many countries. Yes. I was speaking to a Zambian minister of government, and I told her the number of building projects that we have in Zambia. She was surprised. I said, yeah, we are building big cathedrals in Zambia as I speak. Some are at roofing level, some at different levels. She was surprised. Out of a little classroom that's called obscurity, enveloped in darkness and in nothingness, is coming out. He says, then shall your light rise in obscurity. You see, we have to rise up with our hearts fixed on Jesus. And you may be in the ministry in obscurity, but out of that obscurity, it will become a bright light, very important in the world. Yes. One day I came to Ghana, and then I met someone. He was not the president. He became a president later. He just introduced me to his brother. He said, do you know him? And I was just telling him, this is the biggest church in Ghana, this one. He's the biggest priest. He said the biggest priest. That's what he said. I like it. I'm a teaching priest. He said, this is the biggest priest. Out of obscurity, people will be introducing you as the biggest thing in this island. Can you believe somebody will say, this is the biggest priest in King Solomon Island? May somebody describe you as the biggest thing in your island, in your country. Yes. Out of obscurity. Out of obscurity, your light is rising. In Jesus' name. Hey, 25 prophecies of what? A double, I can't hear you, double mega missionary church. And you see, the missionary church is a church that goes out. So we are going out to the ends of the world. Amen. Number 15. There shall be a rise of shining stars. Those who can shine in the midst of darkness. Hallelujah. Arise and shine. Isaiah 60 verse 3. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. In the last days, many pastors will arise and shine. They will do what they could not do before. They will accomplish things that seem like dreams today. There will be darkness everywhere. But just as the stars are shining in the darkness, you will be shining in the midst of the darkness. There will be shining light because of your presence. You know, countries are becoming darker. Is it not true? Australia is becoming more evil. Is it not true? There's darkness. False religions are spreading. Terrorism is spreading. Many evil, many wicked things are dominating. But the Bible says, gross darkness shall cover the earth. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. His glory shall be seen upon thee. It is when there is a lot of darkness that the Lord will arise. Hallelujah. Are you enjoying the 25 prophecies of a double mega missionary church? Number 16. There shall be a rise of anointed builders. Hey! Isaiah 61 verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Are you anointed today? Yes. Now in verse 4, it says, and they shall build. They shall what? Build. They shall build. They shall build the old wastes. They shall raise up former desolations. They shall repair the waste cities and the desolations of many generations. They shall build. They shall receive a building anointing. Receive a building anointing. Receive a grace to build. Power to build. Power to get land. Power to build. Power to roof. Power to connect power. To connect light. To connect water. Receive power to build. Anointed builders. And when you build the church, you see that it's very easy to build your own house. Yes. Because the lessons you learn from building the church, you learn those lessons for building your own house. I've sent missionaries to poor towns. Many times I've gone there and they show me, this is my house that I built. With green grass, lawns, house, sitting room, everything, people. Yes. I started building the church. And then before I started building my own house, I learned about building my own house by building the church. I received the grace and the anointing to build. And I've been building since then. Receive that power to build. You will never rent a house in Jesus' name. You only build house and occupy them. Receive the anointing in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Number 17. There shall be a rise of those whose mouths are touched to build and to plant. Those whose mouths are touched to build and to plant. Your mouth or your mouth is touched. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 9. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have set thee this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. By your mouth. You see, by my mouth. You see, I'm building by my mouth. I'm saying building with my mouth. Yes. Fear the mouth. Oh. Mouth is a big thing. It will do big things. Now, as you go forth from this camp, speak big words. Don't speak words according to your understanding or how you feel. Speak the words of God. You are not representing yourself, you are representing God. So speak the great words of God. When I went to America to start a church, I gathered 5 people to Manhattan. You know those story buildings where the September 11th thing happened? There, somewhere near there. One of the tall buildings, the 40th floor, somewhere very high. We had a little room there in Manhattan. And I said, I am here to start a church in America. And these are 7 reasons why this church must be here. And we are going to have thousands of people. Today we have thousands. Amen. Thousands of members. And many churches all over. He says, God has touched my mouth to build. But as I was standing there with just a few people, I didn't even know where there were people. It was just a small, the room would be about as big as this. You were there? I use it as an example, yeah, right here. It's going to be. So with the mouth, I built the church. May you, God, anoint your mouth to say big words. Big things. To do big things for God. Don't have big visions for yourself. Have big visions for God. And leave God to have big visions for you. You get what I'm saying? Have a big vision for God's house. Thou didst well that it was in thine heart to build my house. And God will now look at you and say, what can I do for my boy? God will choose a car for you. God will choose a wife for you. God will choose a husband for you. Hey! Don't. God will have a vision for you of something you could never imagine. Your visions are very small for yourself. He's going to do something nicer for you. Amen. What a blessing. All right. Number 18. There shall be a rise of favored ones. Favored ones. Hey. Who are favored ones? What is a favored person? Psalm 102, verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her has come. Why? Why has the time to favor her come? For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. You see, the servants of God take pleasure in the stones that are used to build the church. They go around picking the stones, picking the people, picking up the blocks to build. And because of that, God says that thou shalt arise and Favor Zion. Have mercy on Zion. The time to favor her, the time to bless her has come. Why? Because she's now interested in the stones. She's now interested in the stones. Yes. She's interested in the stones that make up the house of God. Amen. Are you with me?
Yes.
You know, sometimes we want God to favor us, to choose us. Isn't it? No, leave her. Just leave her. Hey. What's happening? Listen. The time to choose you. The time to what? Favor you. Favor you means to choose you. So the time to choose you is come. God's decided to choose you now. Why? Because you take pleasure. You like his stones. The stones that make up his house. Isn't it? You are not interested in his stone. You've been interested in your own stones for a long time. But now you are interested in his stones. Thy servants take pleasure in her stones. And even the dust of the church. So now, the time to favor you and look kindly on you and be nice to you has come. Receive that favor from the Lord. Enjoy that favor from God. Yes. I have enjoyed favor from God as I have loved his house. Yes. His churches. All my quarrels are about church. The church. All my quarrels are about the church. I quarrel with people only about the church. The rest of the issues, I say, you can do what you want. Wow. And he says, that thou shalt arise and have mercy. God forgives you for your mistakes. The time to favor, to choose her, to choose him has come. Because you are interested in his stones. And even the dust, you are interested in the dust. You'll be chosen above all others. You'll be favored. One of the greatest favors is to be married. It's true. In Tanzania, there are 10 million more women than men. The president has even asked everybody to marry two or three. There are not enough husbands. All the girls who are listening to me will get married. You will not struggle to marry. You will not be sitting and hoping, oh Lord, send somebody to choose me. Before you see that seven brothers have proposed to you. And you have to choose. Should I choose the tall one, the short one, the middle-sized one, the fair one, the dark one? Hey. Receive the favor of the Lord. Say, I receive it. Say, I receive it. Say, I receive it. Say the rise of favored ones. Now, number 19. Are you glad you have 25 prophecies? Number 19. There shall be a rise of multiplied men. Ezekiel 36, verse 10. I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it, and the cities shall be inhabited, and the wastes shall be builded. I feel power going out into You know, I feel power going out to build the church. It's happening. Power is moving in the atmosphere. Supernatural power to build the church. And supernatural power to labor. And supernatural power to create. Supernatural power to be connected to God and be linked to God in his work. I feel supernatural power. Power from God. Kama shantoka samalambara. Palera mashata labakaba sonda lama. Meta katola bakabalanda balamande rebe. Meta labashendo lata sabarana katabalera. Mante talando ramandele bakapatalede. Me la tamalande berene meke poranda limaba. Taleta patole tamade temede. Pedisata tobodera. Che madalan. Tegawadalemse. Mantadelebo. Terane lokesta. Senkestolo. Skenelako shakano. Skorongase. Montegereshike. Mantelegoreketa. Toledankelemo. Kazake. Choleganegor. Gromelestema krebandeleme, makedalaketo, tegelaketo komo kalagendobele, double double kabore kadale makodalembara, madekelede, kodalameleketes, kabalekoloke, talendareke, chonagerega madolus, taila megetaka, tobekalareke, matoma ladamene shebere, mataneke, tegeloketas, chemandeles, Tena graposto, cegelamere gelebrekete, ferelebade cabalo, telambere gemode gelabreketes, tebolo dagele bogele magabogo negalabre melecabra delibede, mendele breketo broke melecabelecade, ferele madele bocoboro dele mecabale de becamele brekete beledicere, ferelabere mocatale de bremecate zamadabalo, mendele tecadamele cotone de gemagalade. Fegeletana domedicate la madre de Bucabalidi. Daide, dobo dale lava, doble de Renaba. Tore na remendele mocandele mercatalidi. Chole nakel tel creme dele tremandele bucobalari. O dalaman, do maladera, do malada, do la marade, mendele shimara manalidi. Ramada, 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 ramada. Ramada, 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 Ramada. Matada la matota la barakata balore. I feel power going out to build the church. I feel power. Power from God. Receive power and grace. Receive power and grace. Receive power and grace. I will multiply men upon you. I will multiply men upon you. You shall not be few. You shall not be small. You shall not be little. You shall not be called a child. I will bring you out of obscurity. Your light will shine in the midst of darkness. I see and feel power from God. Power. Power. Mokatala. Dare matala balokele. Topala da bika palaba. Too much power. 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 Power from God. Power from God. Kama lo balambare malada, ne talambare katale mbalando la babala, ne taramba kotoru menele mene, mama ma shantala baramanale, tare balaba sotala kabalandele meke baba, mare balamandele bakabalando la mamandele baba, rasa tal barali katabala balamonole, remandala ma shetala makabalare, matale rambele nebele mene nelelebe. Mora mandali bare manande lele beke malala man. Tara mandali mandele lele. Yea. For you shall have my power to save, my power to heal, my power to deliver. For multitudes shall wait for you. Multitudes shall wait to see you, to hear from you. For you shall go forth as my servants, as my special messengers, messengers of power, messengers of light, anointed servants, anointed builders. You shall do exploits. Ah, you shall raise up foundations. You shall build buildings. You shall serve me on the high seas, on the land. You shall travel for me by land, by air, by sea. You shall go to the islands, to the ends of the earth. You shall do wonders and great works in my name. For it is my kingdom that you build. It's my house that you build. It's not your own house that you build. Therefore, I, the Lord, shall build the house, because I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Therefore, go forth with honor. Go forth with confidence. Go forth with grace. For you don't need more than the one talent that I have given to you. Go forth with much power. I give you 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 power. Power, 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 power. Mata sahafala mashandula makabaladala. Paro mandala makatsan sandala mashandala. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You will not look at rows of empty seats. God will multiply men on you. You will not stand alone in your church. You will have many to assist you. You will have many to finance you. The seats will be filled. God will multiply men on you. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy you receive. Expect everything to multiply by power, by mercy, by grace. Number 20. There shall be a rise of flocks of men. In the last days, men shall be increased flock. Ezekiel 36, verse 37. Thus saith the Lord, I will yet for this be inquired by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. Expect flocks of men. Flocks. Not of goats. Not of human physical sheep. But flocks. Men will be flocks. Flocks. Listening to you. Following you. Hearing you. Receiving from you. Flocks. 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 You can ask Bishop Saki after how many talents I had. One talent. Just one talent. One talent has brought me as far as Australia to come and talk to you today. Yes. Only one talent. You become flocks of men. Amen. Uncountable. Amen. Today I see people smile at me in recognition. I even have people who show kindness to my children. They say, I know your father. I read your father's book. People will smile at you. Amen. They will say, I recognize you. They will smile at you. They will show favor to your children. They will recognize you spoke and you preached. You preached. You preached. Yes, you preached. Somebody's mother came and said, I want to go to the church that was able to change my son. Nothing could change my son. I don't know what has happened to my son. I want to go and I want to see. And she came. She came. She said, I just wanted to see the church which was able to change my boy. She had only one son, only one child, and nothing could change him. And she said, I want to see. People will come to you. Amen. I want to know who who it is who was able to change my child. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Many people are waiting to hear from you and of you. Hallelujah. Flocks of men. You will not even be able to differentiate between, because you know when sheep are a lot, you'll be asking, are you number 101 or 102? Receive it. Yes, you say, please remind me where I saw you. Please, can you help me? And they don't mess so no, this island, so that island, or this place, or that place. So I'm sorry, I don't remember. So yeah, don't worry. We know you have many people. Receive it to happen in your life. Yes. I will increase you with flocks. Ezekiel said, I will increase you with flocks like men. Kashato shakata. Number 21. There shall be a rise of those who consider their ways and build a house of God. You know, those who consider their ways and build a house of God. The rise of those who consider their ways. What does it mean to consider your ways? Haggai 1 verse 7 and 8. It means to think deeply about God's purpose and God's work. Few people think deeply. If you were to think deeply, you would give yourself to build a house of God. Because your own house is so temporary. Yes, if you think deeply, you give yourself to build a house of God. People don't think deeply. But there's going to be a rise of those who consider their ways. And they think, they start to consider. What does the Bible say? Consider your ways, that says the Lord. Go up into the mountain and bring wood and build a house. And I will take pleasure in it. And I will be glorified, says the Lord. Hallelujah. So when you consider your ways, you will build the house of God. You think. That's what I'm thinking. More and more. I'm thinking deeply. The day that I heard that Bill Gates was not going to give all his money to his two children or whatever, I thought to myself, wow, there's something about money. It's useless. It seems to be useless. I'm sure he started out trying to become a rich man. He's become far richer. He can never buy. What can he need? Nothing. You see, so if you don't think deeply, you just give yourself to get something you can't even use. Yes. No matter how much money you have, when you have to die, you have to die. When Steve Jobs had to die, he died. Even though he changed the world with his smartphones. It's not forever. So those who think deeply and consider their lives and their ways. He says, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house. I will take pleasure in it. And I will be glorified. Hallelujah. Wow. 22. There shall be a rise of rocks. The rise of what?
Rocks.
Matthew 16:18. And I also say unto thee, thou art Peter. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. There shall be a rise of hard rocks. Yes. You know, sometimes you buy land and you can't use it because it's just water. Some of you have been water. God couldn't use you to build anything. But in this meeting, there is a rise of rocks and you are turning to a hard rock. You can't be soft if you want to build a church. You have to be hard. Peter was too soft. He was called Simon. And the Lord said, I need you to be hard. You need to be a hard leader to build the church. Hard. If you are not hard, you can't build. People are always trying to play games. You have to be hard. You have to know how to sack people. You have to know how to be strong. I see you becoming very strong. Now, why do you have to be hard? Because the gates of hell is mentioned only once in the whole Bible. You would have thought that the gates of hell be mentioned in Ezekiel, in Isaiah. It's mentioned only once in this verse, the whole Bible. And where are these gates? Exactly against the building of the church. So building of the church is something that is done directly against the gates of hell. That's why the whole church has gone astray and is not interested in building more churches. Because the devil has been able to convince people to do everything except the building of the church. Build this, do this, have this program, have something, everything except the building of the church and the churches. Yes. It's amazing. So the gates of hell is pushed directly against the building of the church. This gates of hell, what is at the gates of hell? The gates of hell is where all the demons come out. So all the demons come out at where the church is being built. To fight it, to oppose it, to make it difficult, to prevent it from being financed, to prevent it from being finished. All the demons in hell, even the ones that are not concerned with the building of the church, they are concerned with other issues. They pass through the church project on their way out of hell. Hey! That's why God is raising up to be hard. And you are going to be harder. One day the devil came to a man of God. And he told the man of God. The man of God was not married. And he just got a beloved. And the devil came to him and told him, you are going to fall. You are going to fall. You see. Do you know what the man of God told him? What the man of God told the devil? He told the devil, you'll be surprised. I will not pray about it. Hey! You'll be surprised. I will not pray about it. The devil was shocked. He thought he was coming to meet a fearful person. So you are going to fall. He told her, you'll be surprised. I will not pray about it. And the devil was shocked. He had met a rock. I see you becoming hard rock. And the devil tells you that you can't make it. You are not going to make it. You tell him that, Lord, what? You'll be surprised. I'll not pray about it. Yeah. You'll be surprised. I'll not pray about it. The devil tells you you are going to fall. Tell him you'll be surprised. I'll not pray about what you are saying. You'll be shocked. You have met your meter. You have met your what? Your meter. You'll be surprised. Yeah. You know how many times the devil has told me that I'm going to fall? How many times have people have been told by the devil you are going to fall? Raise your hand if you. It's one of the commonest things. He'll just whisper to you, you are finished. You are finished. How many times the devil have told me you are finished? This is it. And he used to tell me, You have faith, then I'll be shaking. But when I heard that man of God saying that the devil told him the same, and he told the devil, you'll be surprised. I'll not pray about this thing like that. This thing you are saying, you can't be surprised. I'll not pray about it. I was encouraged. I said, this is what I should have been telling the devil all this time. Instead of shaking every time they tell me that I'm going to fall, I should have told him, you'll be surprised. I will not pray about this thing. Nonsense. Hey. The rise of rocks. I said the rise of rocks. No more crying. No more crying and wailing and mourning and complaining. Be strong and hard. Devil is expecting you to be moaning all day long. Oh God, why? Oh God, no. No more. You'll be surprised. I will not even pray about this. I will not even waste my time to pray about this thing that you are telling me. Hey. Number 23. Are you enjoying 25 prophecies? Double mega missionary church. There shall be a rise of saviors of men. Saviors of men. Obadiah, verse 21. And saviors shall come on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Saviors shall come. You see, God is going to use you as a savior. I know Jesus is the only savior, but this verse says that saviors, plural, shall come. You are one of the saviors of people. You are going to be used to save people. How many times I've met people, they told me, Bishop, you don't know what you've done. You cannot understand. You don't know what. They say, heaven will explain it. And that's how I used to feel about Papa Hagen. I said, you don't have any idea. You don't know what it is. And I understand. People will be telling you, you don't know what you've done. You know, sometimes people look at us and say, why do you like this man? What is this God? You see, God is going to raise you up as a savior. And when you've saved somebody, you see the person owes you his life. They say, you know, I would have been dead. Sleeping in my grave. But God bless me to see another day. Thank God for your life. I can hear the word. You know the word I'm hearing? I'm hearing the word, thank you. It's like, do you know who is saying thank you? People are saying thank you to you for saving them. It's like I'm hearing a lot of people shouting, thank you, 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 thank you. Hallelujah. Saviors of men. Now, Acts chapter 8, verse 5. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ. You see, Philip was a savior. He's an example of a savior of men. He went out and he preached Christ unto the people. So there's going to be a rise of saviors. And that's going to give rise to many missions. Missions, missions, missions. You'll be in your house and your son will call you from an island and say, Daddy, today, 250 people came to church. You'll be in your house. Your daughter will call. Your daughter will be married to a pastor. And she'll say, "Daddy, we are so blessed. We are breathing fresh air on this island here. Ah, the beach is like honeymoon, perpetual honeymoon. So many people are coming to the church now." Your daughter-in-law will also call you and say, "Ah, Daddy, thank you for sending us and helping us to go on the mission field. We are so happy here as we serve the Lord." People are going to get good letters and good messages from children. Yes, saviors of men. Saviors. And you will thank God. And what you couldn't do, your child will do.
Amen.
Wow. Number 24. There shall be a rise of witnesses. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem. Jesus predicted it. You shall be witnesses unto me. Acts chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. You shall be witnesses unto me. Jesus predicted. It was a great prophecy. The greatest prophet of all was Jesus. And he said, "You shall be witnesses." You shall be. It's going to happen. Amen. You'll receive power.
Amen.
It was a prophecy.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost is going to come on you.
Amen.
And you'll be witnesses.
Amen.
There's going to be a rise of witnesses.
Amen.
In Jerusalem.
Amen.
In Judea.
Amen.
In Samaria.
Amen.
And also good news in the uttermost parts of the earth. Wow. This is the uttermost part of the earth. This is the last corner. Where are my islands? Where are my islands there? Come on, bring my islands. I want you all on stage with the island. If you got an island, come on stage with me. Witnesses to these islands. Line up behind me here. Line up. Yeah. Wow, just could put your thing straight so we can see. Beautiful. Wow. If you've got an island, come on, my dear, come on. Wow. This is the uttermost. There was a prophecy. Come, come. There was a prophecy that you'll be my witnesses to the uttermost parts of the earth. Go behind, the tall ones behind. Stand up. No, stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Yeah. Look at this. Do you see the prophecy in the Bible? This is a double mega missionary church. It says you'll be witnesses. There was a prophecy that Wallis and Futuna is in Acts 1:8. Cook Islands, Palau, Guam, New Caledonia. It says Jesus prophesied that there was going to be power. Then the Holy Ghost is going to come. Then there will be a rise of witnesses. There will be a rise of witnesses. And they will go to the uttermost parts of the earth. Wow. What a blessing. What power is this? And it's happening practically today. 2,000 years have gone by and you can see it's happening. Amazing. Nauru, Kiribati, 120,000. Next time, write on it, we shook the island, okay?
Yeah.
This one is, we'll be there, but next time, write, we shook the island. Hey. How many are going to shake that? Did I tell you the story of the rat?
Yeah.
Who was climbing the elephant? You can't remember the story. Okay, there was an elephant. And the elephant was coming out of the forest. And it got to a river. Hey! And there was an old bridge. Now there was a rat that lived on top of the elephant. And he used to climb. And he likes living on top of the elephant because he had a good view. Yes. Hey. So he used to run to the back, to the front for exercise. And when he was feeling cold, he used to go into the ear. So when he saw the elephant was going to cross the river, he said, wow, because it looked very shaky. So the elephant took the first step. So the rat decided to stabilize himself on the flattest part of the back. Hey! Stabilize himself. So the elephant took the first step. Wow. And as soon as he put his leg there, it started to shake. It was shaking. Then he put the second step. And the bridge started shaking again. And he put the third step. And this time the city was shaking like that. Swinging. And the rat was holding on for dear life. He didn't want to fall in the water. And he took the next step. Bah! Swinging again. Shoo. First step, fifth step, sixth step, and the bridge was shaking. Then the last step, then he started shaking it. Ah! He told me they're going to fall in the water. But the bridge survived. He took the next step, and then he came finally on the land. Hey! And the rat was stabilized at the top there. So the rat decided to go down toward the ear, and he climbed up into the ear hole, and then he went into the ear and he told. Do you know what he told the elephant? How many want to know what he told the elephant? Are you sure you want to know what he told the elephant? He told the elephant, we shook the bridge. And that is what you are going to tell the devil. We shook the island. Yes. I'm going to shake the island. Yeah. Because you see, your one talent, your small weight is too small to shake them. Yeah. But God is allowing you to sit on him. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's why Jesus didn't try to heal anybody before he had the anointing. It was after, before he had the anointing, he used to make coffins. He was a carpenter. He used to make coffins, wardrobes, tables, chairs, furniture. You see, Jesus Furniture, they were written in Jesus Furniture Limited. Yes. Jesus Furniture Works. Huh? J and L. J F L. What's that? Jesus Furniture Limited. Jesus Furniture Limited, JFL. But when he became anointed, he shook Jerusalem. He shook Galilee. He shook Capernaum. He shook the world. Up to date, the world is shaking. The world is shaking. Eesh. Because the one who created the heavens and the earth, the Holy Ghost, came upon him. And whispered into his ear, we are going to shake the world now. Hallelujah! So, there is going to be a rise of witnesses to the uttermost parts of the world. And here I am standing 2,000 years later, looking at the uttermost parts of the world, and I've got Wallis and Futuna, Tokelau. Tokelau. Jesus spoke about all these places. Atamos. It's happening practically. Jesus, the greatest prophet of all the Jewish prophets. The greatest prophet. What a blessing. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Number 25. Number 25. Now, The rise of witnesses. Now there shall be a rise of faithful ones. Yes. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Amen. So God is going to have faithful stewards. What is a faithful steward? People who don't change. Faithful means constant. You don't change. What Jesus said, do, you do. No change. No, so now we are going to become, millionaires. You know, I heard one pastor preaching how to make your first million. Hey! You know, I don't think Jesus sent us into the world to make our first million and second million. Hey! I will build my church and the gates of hell. Maybe as you are building a church, you will make your first million. But it cannot be your V to make your first million. Yes. Yes. The rise of faithful ones means the rise of oblique ones are not going to be, they are not going to work. Oblique ones cannot work here. Faithful, constant ones are going to be there. Loyal to this cause. Jesus, you said I should build your church, and that's what I know. I don't know anything else. I'm just here to do your work and to serve you. Are you excited about 25 prophecies to build a double mega missionary church? Hallelujah. Double. You are going to do twice as much. You need a double anointing. Because there's more evil than there has ever been. So you need a double portion of the anointing to fight and to smash the enemy. Hallelujah. We have never had as many evils. Yes. I tell you. And the evils are from two different directions. The secular atheistic world, which doesn't believe in God. There's such an evil rising out from there. And then the religious world. There's such an evil rising out of religions. All of them directly against one thing, Christianity. Yes. Yes. And that is why a double anointing, double power, double Holy Spirit, double grace is given to you in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. God bless you. You may go back to your seats. Father, thank you for speaking to us clearly to build your big church. Thank you for the love that you show to us. We are nobodies, but you love us so much, and you've given us something to do. Lord, you've taken the meaninglessness of this life out and given us a reason and a meaning to this life. We are thankful, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. God bless you. Now.